Some of the medical workers released after years in a Libyan prison were speaking about their experience. The Bulgarians were sentenced to death in Libya after being accused of deliberately infecting more than 400 children with HIV. After their first night of freedom, three of the medics spoke at a press conference in the Bulgarian capital, Sofia. NPR's Ivan Watson was there.
Bulgarian journalists in a packed conference hall applauded when three of the medics entered the room. Two of the five Bulgarian nurses faced the glare of dozens of video cameras, accompanied by a third former prisoner, Ashraf Al-Hajjouj, a Palestinian-born doctor who now holds Bulgarian citizenship.
We are innocents, and that's why today we are here. And I send these words to everybody in the whole world, that our innocence will clarify. Just it's a matter of time.
Hajjouj says early Tuesday morning he was brought from his cell to the director of the prison, who asked whether the doctor wanted to be released to Bulgaria along with the five Bulgarian nurses.
And I said, for sure, I want to be transferred. I don't want to be anymore in the Arab world.
Hajjouj was agitated and angry after his 8.5 years in jail. He said the Libyans had scapegoated him and his colleagues because they were foreigners.
Because I am really disappointed from the whole Arab world and how they are taking our case, because actually only foreigners who are accused in this case, and because they are Christians. And this is against our morals.
Christiana Vojcova just looked tired, especially when she was asked this question.
There were allegations that some of you were tortured. If that is true, would you like to see action taken against the people who tortured you?
For now, it's too early for us to think about this. It was a very painful experience, and we don't want to remember these bad things. We want to live our lives now.
The nurses refused to give any further details today about allegations that Libyan authorities forced confessions out of them by torturing them with electric shocks. They did, however, say they were willing to testify if European prosecutors tried to build a case against their jailers. At the press conference, nurse Nasya Neneva offered this carefully worded account of her first year in a Libyan prison.
We were arrested on February 9th, 1999, when a Bulgarian diplomat came to meet us 2 weeks later. I and another nurse did not attend the meeting because we had both been tortured.
Neneva says more than a year went by before her jailers allowed her to say anything more than her name out loud to visiting Bulgarian diplomats.
The worst moment was when they accused me of infecting 400 children with HIV. Through all the years, I asked myself, why was I the one blamed for this evil deed?
International health experts, including the French doctor who discovered the AIDS virus in the 1980s, have studied Libyan investigators' evidence against the six foreign medics. They've concluded that the hospital-borne infection of hundreds of Libyan children had begun long before the Bulgarians ever set foot on Libyan soil. More than 50 of the infected children have died since then. In Libya today, an association representing the children's families denounced a Bulgarian government decision to pardon the six medics. The association demanded that Interpol rearrest the medics and that Libya cut off all ties with Bulgaria. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sofia.